The University of Florida filed a motion to dismiss on Thursday afternoon in response to a legal complaint made by former UF Astronomy graduate student Sankalp Gilda. The complaint was made by Gilda based on unpaid overtime wages and was accompanied by a case sent to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission that detailed what Gilda described as the harassment and discrimination that he endured as a doctoral candidate in the astronomy department. In an interview on Thursday, Gilda said he was subjected to verbal abuse under his research advisor, Zachary Slepian.
He at different times asked me to shut the f*** up. He called me an idiot and he called me stupid. This one time he said, keep your head down, don't talk back to me, and you might have a future in America.
Gilda said the department repeatedly ignored his grievances that he voiced about his working conditions.
I started complaining to the chair. She laughed in my face and she said, that is nothing, you come to me if it hits you.
Gilda said Slepian also made implications that Gilda was vulnerable due to his student visa status and continued to subject Gilda to working hours far longer than the 20 hours per week permitted by international student visas. Bryn Taylor, communication chair for Graduate Assistance United, said Gilda's experiences are far too common. Graduate Assistance United is a union at UF whose mission is to prevent these situations from occurring and to provide a support system when needed.
Unfortunately, it happens way too often. It's super complicated and super hard to get good numbers on, but it just continues to happen.
Taylor said she hopes more graduate assistants choose to come forward in the future and gain the support they need to fight these issues. Slepian did not respond to calls or emails requesting comments on the matter. Steve Orlando, UF Assistant Vice President for Communications, and Hesse Fernandez, Director of Issues Management and Crisis Communications at UF, both said the university does not comment on pending litigation. For WUFT News, I'm Grace Blair.